The hours when tourists inhabit the Basilica of St. Peter usually see masses taking place in the discreet corners of the church. Only when you make your way down to the transept and you look over to the left do you see the priests and the gathering of faithful. But on a good day, the tourist might be fortunate enough to happen into St. Peter's when the Mass is taking place at the Altar of the Chair, designed by John Lorenzo Bernini between 1657 and 1666. Hi, I'm Liz Lev, and I'm an art historian, and you're listening to the podcast From Tourists to Pilgrims. This amazing altar is the fruit of engineering prowess, but also a certain amount of rivalry. John Lorenzo Bernini was in his late 50s when he began work on this project, and all his life he had been compared to Michelangelo. No matter what he did, he couldn't get out from that shadow. The both of them were from Florence, and the two of them were sculptors, and both of them had worked in the Vatican, and the images of God the Father and God the Son by Michelangelo simply could not be beat. So Bernini had to come up with another image, something that Michelangelo could not do. And in this amazing monument, the culmination of the basilica, Bernini decided to show us the Holy Spirit. And we look at it with amazement. The tourists rattle off the extraordinary numbers of the proportions and the height, the dove in the middle of the window, which is 5'6", and the mitres on the bishops, which are 5'10", the immensity of the monument, the complexity of the monument. But when we look much closer, we see that Bernini created a whole new era in art as he tried to capture the ineffable, the Holy Spirit. Instead of using one art, Bernini combined all three, painting, sculpture, architecture, because he, like Michelangelo, was a master of all. He punched a hole in the back of the church, that oval window that he constructed that would face towards the west. So as the evening mass begins to start and the tourists leave and the pilgrims enter, the sun begins to set behind that window, giving a new illumination to the church. In the middle of that window, we see the Holy Spirit, as if we were present at Pentecost, as the Holy Spirit in the form of the dove, he comes rushing through, depositing these tongues of flame. The golden clouds shaped by Bernini, they seem to pour out of this opening of the heavens, accompanied by the little cherubim and seraphim that are dancing along the edges. Capturing our attention, even in this day of CGI, is that giant bronze throne containing the ancient relic of Peter's chair, the wooden chair used by the Apostle Peter, our first pope, which had been used for coronations for centuries, and now englobed inside the gigantic monument of a suspended bronze throne. Around the bottom, the winds of the Holy Spirit rustle the robes of four church fathers, two Greek, St. John Chrysostom and St. Athanasian, and with the mitres, two Latin, St. Augustine and St. Ambrose, all gathered together around the chair of St. Peter. When this was made in the 17th century, it was a moment of great hope that the Eastern and the Western churches would unite and the church would breathe with its two lungs once again. But Bernini's goal was to make the pilgrim feel wonder. People who had traveled not through the hardship of the physical journey to Rome, but the conflicts of an age of doubt and an age of revolution and an age of a growing secularism. He wanted to make us feel wonder. So with the eyes of a pilgrim, we look up and we see, as the choir is singing at the Mass and the incense raises, the Holy Spirit erupting into the church, and we feel special, the pilgrims who have arrived at just the right moment to have that extraordinary encounter with the Lord.
You've been listening to From Tourist to Pilgrim, a podcast written and narrated by Liz Lev, produced by Johanna Bronkova and Mara Micheli.